What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way here. Hold on, the court's caught. Here on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Oh, it's a big old knot. It's a big old knot, of course. I'm your host, Greg Miller. Of course, my personal vlog series here where I talk to you each and every day about what's going on in my head and what's happening in the world. You know what I mean? I'm here on the Gamescast set getting ready to do that in moments with Tim Gettys. I also just had some rotisserie chicken, a salad, and then my usual two little bags of Cheez-Its and a Coke. That's been my treat this past week. Longer than that even, but you know, whatever. I'm not happy with the headroom I gave myself on this. So it's another Greg Way. It's the final Greg Way of the week. It is, of course, Friday. Exciting times. The weekend. I'm going to hang out with Benny and Jen and do stuff. Have a double date tonight. It's me and Jen going out with Tim and Gia. We're excited about that. But that's not what this vlog is about. This Greg Way is about how it's okay to fail sometimes. And when you fail, you just have to say, you know what? Fucking struck out, and that's okay. I'll do better next time. You might say, Greg, you're fantastic. You've been trending gamer for 8 years in a row. What could you possibly fail at? And the answer is remember blank. You might say, well, yeah, I didn't get a remember blank this week. Wait a second. I didn't fail at recording the remember blank. Last week, I feel like we had a banger of a remember blank where I did a remember blank by myself, and it was all about the AEW game and how then it was your favorite wrestling game memories, right? Hold on, I'm going to burp. And we had dozens and dozens and dozens of responses to remember your favorite wrestling game. And I just went on for 30-some minutes talking about wrestling games, had a great time. And so then the prompt we had out was tell me about your favorite summer gaming memory. Something to that effect. And it was going to be, you know, remember your favorite summer gaming memory. Your favorite summertime gaming memory, not Summer Games Fest, but you know, like, you could have done it. You interpret the questions. Anyways, I digress. I was like, I'll do that solo as well because I had such a good time with the wrestling games, and because we had Tuesday off for 4th of July in America, the schedule's been so screwed up that it was just easier for me to do it alone again and have another personal conversation. It was going to be two things. You were going to get a remember blank and you were going to get a Greg Way, unlike last week. But I opened the doc and I'm like, let's go, let's build the document. And I opened it and looked at the responses, and we had one. I had one response from all of you about what your favorite summer gaming memory was. And it wasn't even, no offense to the one person who wrote in, it was just, you know, being told to go outside and play because it's nice. And so, you know what, I have to admit, I'm sorry, that's a bad prompt. You know what I mean? That's on me. I come up with Remember Blank, I program Remember Blank. That is the least responded to question we've ever had. We've given you so many remember blank prompts. The audience is fantastic. It's saying, here's an answer. And this time around, one of you said, here's an answer. And the rest said, I don't even understand what the fuck this question means. What's my favorite summer video game memory? That doesn't make any fucking sense to me, Greg. You're a fucking idiot. And I say, all right, you know what? I'll take that. I'm an idiot. That's on me. And I guess it's not... It's like one of those where what would have my response have been? You know what I mean? I would have gone with probably NCAA football. Of course, NCAA football comes out each and every summer. Not anymore, actually. It doesn't come out at all anymore. But college football will be out momentarily because of EA. Doesn't matter. And, you know, in the old days, you know, I would obsess about NCAA football because it would be July usually when it would come out, usually a very barren time for video games. And so I would just fucking be on the GameFAQ message board all the time, looking at things, trading things. They found this in a magazine. They did this thing. What do you think this rating is going to be? How are we going to import? Here's a photo of whatever. And I would just obsess and obsess and obsess and obsess and obsess. And then, you know, a game would come and play it nonstop. And, you know, I've told it before, so it's an old story, but it was, you know, one summer when we were in college, you know, yeah, because it's PS2. We were in college. The game dropped, but we were home for the summer. And I had convinced Poe to buy a PS2 finally. He bought it for SOCOM and that. And so it was like, it wasn't even about NCAA, but this time he did buy NCAA. And so he came over after he got off work. He came over with his PS2. We set up a card table and my bedroom TV down in the basement next to the big screen TV. And him and I played until sunrise. And we would each be playing our individual dynasties. And when one of us either had a rivalry or a big bowl game or whatever, whoever was on the card table would move to the big screen TV and then revert back and do the whole thing that way. And I'll never forget, you know, saying goodbye to him and walking outside with him to his car. We were bullshitting about something, and then the sun was coming. I was like, "Holy shit, we used to play video games till sunrise, and that was a summer gaming memory. See, they exist. Everybody who didn't want to write in, they exist. Couldn't have done that during the school year or as an adult. And then what else? The one that actually triggered the prompt for me is not a summer memory at all. It's actually a spring memory. I remember for my birthday one year, I got World Series Baseball on Genesis. And I remember I wanted it. I know I'm not the biggest baseball, but I was into baseball games at the time. I'm not the biggest baseball fan. I'm also not the biggest baseball, but you understand. And so I remember I got that for my birthday, and it was a weird one where my birthday was like a Tuesday or something, right? So it was like I couldn't take school off, of course, born in April. And so it was at that thing where Chicago was just coming out of the really rainy spring, you know, after the really bad cold. But then it was like – I remember it being humid that night and like riding bikes around the neighborhood, and the sun was just starting to stay out a little bit longer or whatever. And so it was like – I remember this riding bikes up and down the street with my dad, maybe my mom, but I remember then being on the porch. You know, you heard it's very serene. Your porch, it's dusk, it's beautiful, but you're comfortable in the temperature. And I remember being like, all right, cool, I'm gonna go play World Series Baseball right now, and going in and playing it, and just having a great time on my Genesis. That's what I need, is fucking memories from you people. Is it so hard to send me a remember blank memory? Maybe it wasn't the best prompt, but you interpret it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go back to the drawing board. Come up with some new prompts. Put them out there. Get you some other stuff on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Remember, when the new prompts are up, you go to kindoffunny.com/rememberblank. You fill them in. If you get there and you're like, I don't have a good one for this, you don't have to fill it. A lot of people say, I don't have a memory here. I mean, you don't have to put that. You can leave it blank. It's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope you're safe. I hope you have fun. And until next time, no, fill out fucking kindoffunny.com/rememberblank. You make me look like an idiot in front of Cool Greg.